Making yourself memorable. Lead well. Recruit right. Legacy matters. This is what's imprinted on the 4C recruiting swag. It's easy. There's a flow to the sound. And most of all, it's memorable. When you are establishing your personal brand, you have to think about how you can be memorable. Think back to our earlier section where we talked about the importance of being different. Because, remember, different is better than better. What makes you different? Personal branding is all about establishing who you are and what makes you, you. It's what helps you stand out from the crowd, especially in the minds of potential recruits. It's the persona that you create for yourself on social media, and it should reflect your values and vision. So, when creating your personal brand, take a moment to ask yourself what makes you memorable. What do people who know you well think of when they think of what makes you, specifically, you? From there, you can create images, hashtags, and a tagline to represent your personal brand. As you work on building your personal brand, here are some things you'll want to focus on. 1. Attractive leadership. 2. Storytelling. 3. Your personas. Now let's dive into these a little deeper. Attractive leadership. The most important concept, which is really the foundation for everything you're going to do, and which I've detailed in earlier sections of this book, is attractive leadership. Remember Winston Churchill? He branded himself as an attractive leader by sharing his vision, values, and why, and created a platform around those principles. I cannot stress enough the importance of establishing your personal brand as an attractive leader. Storytelling. Second on the list is storytelling. The best recruiters in any market are the best storytellers. Storytelling gets our audience engaged. When we storytell, it actually activates things inside the brain's hippocampus that formulate things like dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, all things that spark good feelings inside our body. It's why we love a good movie or book. Look back to Jerry Maguire. And when it comes to social media, we want to fully tell our story, not just the highlight reel. We want to share our struggles, our ups and downs, our periods of growth, and our periods of failure. People don't go see a movie just to see the happy parts. We've already talked about the value gap. Rene Rodriguez, author of the book Amplify Your Influence, points to another gap being created in the digital world, one which he says was one of the biggest and most overlooked causes of the Great Resignation. He calls this the narrative gap, and of course, Rene explains it better than I ever could. In today's virtual world, hybrid world, gaps in information and genuine connection are the norm. We don't see our coworkers and managers with the same frequency or interact directly with our leaders as often. We don't see people outside of work like we used to. This means that we don't understand others' facial expressions, micro-expressions, quirks, nuances, and tones in communication. It means we don't truly know each other. Why is this a problem? We aren't naturally wired for the current levels of uncertainty, upheaval, and disconnection in our human interactions. Our brains are working overtime to fill in the gaps with narratives based on frames of reference that are not predictable, causing mass miscommunication and misunderstanding. Rene illustrates this with the story of a time he was at a speaking engagement. At some point on stage, he gave a small gasp and walked off stage. What happens? People don't know what is going on, and they seek to fill in that narrative gap with, well, anything. They think maybe he's having a medical emergency. Maybe he saw a hated enemy in the audience. Maybe he got a call from a relative. Maybe any number of things happened. Rene then walked back onto the stage and pointed that gap out to everyone. He filled in the information they were lacking, which was that the whole thing had been an illustrative exercise on how much we want to fill in the blanks of others' lives. With the very nature of social media, we have even more gaps to fill. Imagine, for instance, that you follow a leader who lives in New York City and, one day, drops off the social media map for a few months. Suddenly, they're back to posting. And now they're living in the middle of Wisconsin on a horse farm and they've gotten 8 new tattoos. And they don't ever stop to explain exactly how that happened. You'd find yourself wondering exactly what went down, and you'd want to fill in the gaps, right? You might even start inventing scenarios that could have led to this massive change. The phrase, curiosity killed the cat, is a bit of a cliché. It's only natural for us to be curious about other people. When we have a lack of information on others, we want to fill that narrative gap. That can very easily lead to misunderstanding and confusion. This is why the stories we tell, and how we tell them, are so important on social media. It lets us fill in the gaps before anyone else can. Our audiences want to see challenge, conflict, and resolution. They want to feel like they're getting the full narrative without any gaps. When you tell a story in the correct context, that story, at a brain level, connects the audience's previous experiences, words, and thoughts, and makes them relevant to the current story that you are telling. It gives the listener an experience that bonds them to you. The experience creates trust and empathy, things that are important for recruiting leaders to move people to the next steps. Again, Rene Rodriguez explains this principle. Using the methods that marketers use like video, blogs, social media, articles, old-school phone calls, texts, and emails, today's leader can share more of who they are, communicating to their audience what they believe about leadership, teamwork, vision, values, dealing with uncertainty, etc. They can craft a coherent story about what they want to achieve in partnership with everyone in the organization. It is critical that the leader also shares their personal origin story in their branding. An ounce of vulnerability from a leader goes far in today's world. If you have ever met someone that you have followed and you already feel like you know them, this is the goal. The quantity and frequency of our personal communications to the market about how we think and what we believe allowed not only other people to get to know us, but for us to get to know each other, essentially filling in the narrative gap so when we met, the feeling of a relationship was already established. The Princeton Neuroscience Institute actually conducted a study that analyzed what happens inside our brains when we're told stories. They put two people through an MRI. During the scan, one person told a story, and the other listened. Afterward, they followed up with questions about the story to test the listener's comprehension. They found that the same areas of the brain lit up for both the speaker and listener at the same time. And not only that, but they also found that there was more brain activity when the listener understood the story. This shows that you can create a real connection with someone simply by telling them a story. You can create empathy and alignment by painting that picture for someone. And everyone has a story. So, it's just a matter of identifying the moments that helped form who you are. Namely, your why and your values. And then sharing those moments through this simple but impactful framework for great storytelling. How do I tell a great story? This is a perfectly valid question. A lot of people want to share stories, but feel like they're not equipped. We're not all writers, and many of us have trouble identifying what gaps need to be filled. The first step, often, is to find stories where you're vulnerable. One formula for great, short storytelling is a three-step process. 1. Set the stage regarding how things were. Great stories have a beginning. 2. Tell a problem or a struggle that you experienced. Great stories have conflict and struggle. 3. Tell about how you overcame it. Great stories have an outcome. When thinking of what stories to share, consider. What major events stick out when you think of your life in terms of a timeline? What struggles did you encounter? What happened? How did you overcome them? What did you learn about yourself and your values? When we think of these major events that stick out in our memories, they tend to be connected to the revealing or learning of our values in some way. And as an attractive leader seeking to embody your value on social platforms, identifying the formation of these values through storytelling is a great way to do this. Winston Churchill once said, "The farther backward you can look, the farther forward you are likely to see." Rene Rodriguez said something similar. It's said that we often start to conceptualize our values around age 9 to 13. Obviously, there's a minor range in when this happens, but this is the general age. As Rene puts it in his book, Amplify Your Influence, Transform How You Communicate and Lead. Become a student of your own experience. Think about the values that are essential to you, those things that matter in your life. Perhaps honesty, family, and financial freedom stand out. Why do they stand out? Who were your coaches and role models when you were ages 9 to 13, those formative years? Generally speaking, the events in our lives that we remember as the most impactful are either from an event that led us to discover one of our values, or it was a change that happened because of one of our values. So, when posting about these moments on social media, the concrete story is there to prove the abstract, your values, aka the takeaway. Take a moment to think through your major moments and pivots. Then, connect them back to your values and your overall why. Work through some questions and trace some early memories of your values. Like Churchill, think of this as a chance to look backward in order to look forward. We'll follow a who, what, when, where, why, how model, though not in that order. These are all known to be valuable markers used by journalists to make sure they're filling in the blanks, or the narrative gaps. Keep in mind that in this case, the question of why is going to be more about why this memory matters to you. By the end, you should have a solid story, or several, around a crucial value formation. Mini exercise. Value story brainstorming. Where? I grew up in the suburbs, the city, by the ocean, in this town. When? I was however old, or it was whatever year or decade. Who? One of the best role models I had in my early years was. What? This person taught me a valuable lesson. How? Through these actions, words, or lessons. Why? This memory really impacted me, and I wanted to share it because. Remember that this story may feature a positive role model, but they could also be negative. For instance, a person might value honesty precisely because they were lied to at a crucial stage. We all have a wealth of knowledge and experiences, and our negative ones often impact us just as deeply as our positive ones. The most impactful way of speaking life to your why is to share how you came to that place, from the beginning, and the key here is to share it honestly. People want to see the struggles, hardships, and lessons that got you to where you and your values are today. The most connectable part of us is our failures and hardships. Everyone encounters conflict and struggle. Sharing our own experience of struggle helps others relate their lives to ours. It's the key ingredient to connection, especially when establishing your personal brand on social media.